Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. It's the X-Man. Here's my friend Errol Bynum with This Song Is For You.
This song is for you. To tell you how much I love you.
This song is for you.
To tell you that you mean the world to me.
This song is for you.
Because you turned my life around. I was thinking about how much you mean. So I wrote a song.
This song is for you.
You. You. You. You. For every time you made me smile when I was frowning. For every time you held me close when I was down and. For every time you wiped my tears when I was crying. For every time I spent with you and I walk away smiling. For every time I needed you and you were always there. Every time that I needed you, you always threw to me a
kiss for you.
Oh, to tell you how much I love you.
This song is for you.
To tell you that you mean the world to me.
This song is for you.
Because you turned my life around. I was thinking about how much you mean to me. So I wrote a song.
This song is for you.
Oh, time I made mistakes and you forgave me. For every time I cried out for you and you saved me. For every time I didn't do all that I could. For all those times you loved me like a real love should. Every time that I needed you, you were always there. Every time that I needed you, you're always true to me again.
This song is for you to tell you that you mean the world to me. This song is for you.
Because you turned my life around. I was thinking about how much you mean to me. So I wrote a song.
This song is for you.
Oh,
I want to thank you.
Cause it could have been me.
I want to thank you.
No fool.
I sure want to thank you.
Oh, no, no.
And I want to thank you.
Could have been left alone.
Been just another number. I want to thank you.
I want to thank you.
Oh,
you've been so good.
I want to thank you.
Oh, you've been so God.
To thank you.
I wanna thank you.
I wanna thank you for you.
Real Gospel is definitely the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. It's an honor and pleasure to have this man of God back with us on Real Gospel. I'm talking about the one and only Anointed One, Earl Bynum. Welcome back to Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Yeah. And so you are one of the few gospel artists, and there are quite a few of you out there, but that I've spoken with you via the telephone, and you've also been to the studios, and we've done interviews live and in person. So it's always good to catch up with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate you having me before and even having me now. So thank you.
Yeah. So what have you been up to in the past couple of years? What's been going on with you just life-wise? What you been up to?
Wow, wow. Well, life has been great. I can't complain. And enjoying family and enjoying time with family. I have a 14-year-old grandson and a 3-year-old grandson, so that's been great. Just seeing them grow now, so that's a good thing. And trying to put in them everything I can so they can take care of me.
Amen, amen. So that's always a beautiful experience. So do you get the opportunity to sort of spoil them and then send them back home?
Oh, I do. And their parents say all the time, go on to your granddaddy. You know you're going to get everything you want. So they call me Papa. So, you know, and every time they come, you know, they get to the house from school. Well, where's Papa? Because they know they're going to eat good. They with Papa. Because we're going to eat. We're going to eat. We're going to go everywhere you want to go. I told my son, I said, they are my retirement plan to take care of me. That's why I'm taking care of them now.
You know, when you mention it, I remember some of my fondest memories are with my grandfathers. You know, just my spirituality.
Wow.
Just something that, you know, I love my dad, but something about my grandfather and the time that he spent with me, sort of nurturing me in the things of the Lord. Just it was just different. And I guess I guess many people can have that. It's a special relationship if you've ever gotten the opportunity to know your grandfather. Those of us who've been lucky enough to have one that is in God, you know.
That's true. That's true. Just, I agree with you, sir. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's good to catch up. So you've got a new song out called This Song Is For Us. And as always, there's always a story behind the glory. And walk us through it.
Okay, This Song Is For You is actually, it was actually written by a young man, actually two men out of Indianapolis. I thank God for him. One is actually the brother of Kiki Wyatt, who actually wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall Wyatt wrote it, and George Tyler. And great writers, and you know, I was looking for music, they sent me these songs, and that song, This Song Is For You, was one of those songs, and when I heard it, I was like, oh man, this is good, because it talks about, you know, we write about so many other things, but this song is written almost as a mid-tempo love song to Jesus about him. So that's why it's called This Song Is For You. For how much you love me, this song is for you. How much you care, this song is for you. You know, when I was looking for release of problems, you were always there. So this song is written to you. So that's why I said this song is for you.
Amen. You know, when I think of the song, as I was listening to the song, I can almost picture, let's just say, for instance, maybe in private worship, or if I'm driving down the street, or if I'm at home just sort of, you know, thinking about the Lord, I could put that song on and sort of just talk to the Lord and just offer it up unto the Lord. Is that sort of the mindset you were thinking about when you had that?
Exactly. Someone even said it's one of those songs, if you have a drop down top on your car, you can just ride through the country thinking about nothing but everything he's done for you. So I said, okay, I get that too.
yeah. That's awesome, because you know, you always write great music, you always produce great music for other artists. So the brother of Kiki Wyatt, I remember I saw her not too long ago on what was it? It was a marriage show, a marriage boot camp, something like that.
Okay.
So she was on there with her husband. And so a lot of these secular artists have their roots in the church, no doubt.
They really do.
And
they really do.
So what was it like working? Is she involved in this upcoming project that you've got coming out?
He was involved. I went down to Indianapolis, and they actually have four songs on my record, believe it or not. So I went down to Indianapolis to meet with him and his team, and him and George Tyler, and we did some recording while we were there. So I stayed out there for probably about 4 days, and we worked on that portion of the record of the songs that they had, and it was a great, great time. I mean, working in the studio, us just hanging out, going to eat together, and real down to earth. People just had a great time, so I was honored to be, you know, one of the ones that they considered writing for, and they were like, "We want to write for your next one too." I'm like, "Okay, no problem." But it was a great working relationship.
Yeah, that's awesome. And is there anyone else, any other surprise artists that are on this project, or is it just all you?
No surprise artist. This time is Earl Bynum, okay. Solo artist. You know, most people know me from the choir with Psalms 117.
Yeah.
Bless the Name of Jesus, I Have No Doubt, with Earl Bynum and the Mount Unity Choir and things that we've done. But this time it's strictly Earl Bynum solo, and I'm excited about this next season to see what God does.
Mm-hmm. So can you share any, some knowledge about the project, some of the cuts, what can we expect, you know, things of that nature?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a song called Give Him Praise, which is an up-tempo song that just drives. It has a great drive. Of course, we talked about This Song Is For You. There's a song I'm excited about. I did it with Andre Cross. He's from my hometown, and the crazy part is, you know, we like boys. We played basketball together earlier through every summer, so it was crazy. But he's a good singer, good writer, and he wrote a song called Call Him. So we do that together. There's another song called Rain, which is like a praise and worship song. You Are Great, which is a great song by Christopher Georges. Cedric Rowson, who wrote Psalms 117 for the Mount Unity Choir, wrote a song for me called Mighty God that actually is featuring my son with me, who's a new artist called, his name is Asan, his stage name is Asan, A-S-A-U-N, and he has a song out called Amazed on my record label that I started myself just to leave legacy for my children. And so he's doing a song with me called Mighty God. Then Only Unto You is a song by a Canadian writer. I'm excited about that. Safe in His Arms is another great song. Brighter Day, two millennials wrote that for me out of L.A. called Brighter Day. And then I have a remix of Bless the Lord of My Soul from the Mount CD, which is a it's been remixed, redone for more of the millennial crowd, and that's Bless the Lord of My Soul. So I'm excited about that.
Wow. Wow. I'm looking forward to hearing every single song on this project. I'm just listening to you talk about it. It's got me just like, wow. You know, I want to put that, you know, I find that I love gospel music the most when I'm taking long trips and I'm driving, and I can just sit and just sort of just listen and let it minister to me. And while I'm on the road sometimes, it just feels liberating when I'm able to do that. So you mentioned having your own record label and leaving that legacy for the next generation. Walk us through that briefly and talk about, you know, why you felt that was important and what advice you can give others who might be making music and maybe they just don't know they have the means to sort of do what you're doing, but they're just not doing it.
Right. Well, you know, it was one thing. I call it L Ray Entertainment, which is L-R-A-E, which is Earl spelt backwards. Now, how did I get that? I looked at Oprah and she did Hopple. I said, if she can turn her name around, I'll turn mine around. That's how we did it, and I put it in place. And it wasn't even about money. I just start thinking about what can I leave for those who are coming behind me, and we should try to live a life where we can leave, if possible, leave something for the next generation who's coming behind us, so we can leave a legacy. And so I decided, my son said he wanted to be an artist, and I'm like, okay, if you want to do this, this is what we're going to do. And he was excited about it, so he wrote the song actually out of his experiences, because my 14-year-old grandson actually was diagnosed with autism at three years old, and so the doctor said he wouldn't walk, he wouldn't talk, he couldn't, he wouldn't crawl, he wouldn't do anything, basically. And I'm glad to report today that last school period, my grandson, 14-year-old, diagnosed with autism, made honor roll, playing football,
hallelujah,
speaking I mean, so, you know, I said, okay, God, if you can do that for him, I can leave this for them. So that's how I got there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is a praise report.
And yes, sir.
So, L Ray is the name of the label.
L Ray Entertainment, yes, sir.
Okay. And so.
And they can look up the song Amazed. Yeah. It's available on all digital outlets. I know this is supposed to be about me, but it's a song called Amazed. Mm-hmm. And the name of the artist is Asaun, A S A U N.
Okay, we're looking out for that. That's awesome. And so, how long has the label been in existence?
Wow, right before the holiday, right before we came into 2018. So December 1st, actually, is when I put it in place.
Amen.
Coming into the new year.
Amen. And so as you, what's been the, I guess the, I don't want to say the struggle part of it, but what's been the most liberating part of having the label out? Just now that it's out, now that you have family on it, what's the thing that you're looking forward to doing most with it?
Really what I want to do is help develop and create other artists that are independent artists who want an opportunity. I'm hoping that I can create this to be a platform for others. And that is what it's about. I think, you know, as artists, we should be able to try and reach back and grab others like someone grabbed us and told us, you can do this, you can make it, come on, I believe in you. So I want to be able to make L Ray Entertainment a platform, not just for my family, but for other artists who are looking for opportunity to have a platform to be heard and to help bring their dreams to life.
Amen. So right now, there are so many independent artists right now and folk looking for a record deal because they believe they have the God-given talent and the anointing.
Yes.
And so you're going to be quite busy. You are going to be quite busy for years to come. Years to come. Yeah, I just see it. And I just have a feeling if you all have invited Earl Bynum to one of your events and you see him in the crowd somewhere, you better bring your A game. Because you never know how God might bless. I can just see you seeing, you might spot some talent somewhere. And normally those are the best. You might spot some talent somewhere and say, you know what?
Yeah.
And then give them your card. And as I say, the rest is history. That's going to be somebody's testimony. I feel it in my bones. I really do.
Hey, I receive it. I receive it. Because it's about a partnership. And I tell people, it's about relationships, partnerships, friendships. And any ship that's attached to you that's not going anywhere, it's not a true ship, because ships supposed to move. Friendship, relationship, is give and take. And that's what I tell people all the time. Partnership, friendship, relationship, it's give and take.
Amen. Amen. The one and only Earl Bynum, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend. Congratulations on the record label, L-Ray. It's L-Ray Music. And so,
L-Ray Entertainment.
L-Ray Entertainment, okay.
And I said entertainment instead of just doing music, because if we decide to go into TV and movies, we can do or bring book writers and poems and
amen.
So many other things.
Amen. So, yeah, because Diedrich Haddon needs some help now. Come on. He shouldn't be the only one out here writing this stuff. He does great work with his movies. I want to see more Christian-based sermonettes on film. So, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. How can the listeners find out more about you and your entire industry, entertainment industry?
Well, they can go to the website, Earl Bynum. It's www.earlbynummusic.com. If you want me to come to your city or area for anything, consultation or workshops, I do workshops, I do seminars, or concerts, you can hit us up at management@earlbynummusic.com. That's management@earlbynummusic.com. You can also follow me on all social media, Instagram, Earl Bynum, Twitter, Earl Bynum, Facebook, Earl Bynum, Earl Bynum Music. Snapchat Earl Bynum. So anything that's out there, I'm trying to be on. So just put in Earl Bynum and I will reply to you.
Amen. Listen, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and much continued success for you. And you've got nothing but love and support from all of us here on Real Gospel, my friend.
Wow, I thank you and your listening audience at Real Gospel. I appreciate all that you do for me and artists all across the country. Definitely appreciate you and thank you.
You're welcome. Amen, my brother.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.